Welcome to the Cat Attack podcast, hitting you harder than a Rafa Nadal press conference, Gramp. If you haven't seen the footage of Rafa Nadal at the press conference, you need to get hold of it from some many years ago, I think, but it is extraordinary.
He was very young in that, Benny.
He was very young, but his extraordinary scenes. It's actually genuine Rafa Nadal, just in things that he was just being pushed and prodded and pulled from all parts of his region. And it was quite extraordinary. It was quite extraordinary. Well, it wasn't extraordinary yesterday, King of the SCG. We were up there for that game. The Cats did the business. The little Bruce Nankervis at quarter time, but they came good. The Cats, I don't know if you'd declare them back in great form, but it was certainly a step in the right direction.
Are they the fourth or fifth best team in the competition right now? Richmond 1, Brisbane 2. West Coast 3, and is it GWS or Geelong?
Well, I think you still have the Cats above GWS. I mean, GWS fell over the line against Port Adelaide and probably should have lost that game. Port Adelaide had some chances late in their game. I watched it and butchered them. But I think, any given day, anything can happen. And the Cats were... It's good to see yesterday. Tommy Hawkins, 250, kicks 5, good effort. Scotty Selwood comes in and plays a reasonably good game. He was solid without starring, which is probably what you expect from him.
But that was the Scott Selwood played the perfect Scott Selwood game.
Yeah, and he'll only get better. His touch and everything will get better the more he plays. So I think for me, it makes it really interesting because what happens with Menegola?
Oh, he still comes in.
So who goes out? Parsons.
Atkins.
Maybe, but different role.
Menegola can tackle. Menegola can play that.
Yeah, but he's not that sort of. He's not really a pressure forward. He doesn't. He's aerobically very good. He hasn't got great agility. Atkins actually has reasonable agility.
What's Atkins' tackle numbers like over the last?
Yeah, they've dropped. They've dipped. But that might be a byproduct of the way the ball's being moved as well. He's not getting those opportunities. He does hunt the ball and he does play a defensive role. I don't know if Sam Menegola would be great at a defensive role across half forward. He's a bit of a C ball get ball player.
But he does have it. He does. I reckon he has a defensive mentality.
He does in the midfield, but it's very different to that playing cross half forward when you're trying to lock onto a half forward or a half back, I should say. It's interesting.
Menegola's in their best 22.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I just wonder of the mix. Anyway, it's a good problem to have that hopefully they're both available.
Can Scooter play cross half forward?
No. No, he's a midfielder. He's a battle-hard midfielder who'll tackle till his life depends on it. And he can go to somebody. And he can win an in and under ball, pretty good at clearances, maybe farm it out. He's not going to get it on the outside and hurt you, but he's a defensive-minded midfielder. That's what he is. And Menegola is a bit more of a C-ball, get-ball player. Can rack them up. Don't know about him. Defensively, defensive transition running's good. I don't know about him defensively, just in sort of one-on-one type contests.
Do Tui and Rowan come straight back in?
No. Rowan doesn't. Rowan needs to find something in the twos. He's had 7 weeks of being pretty subpar. And Tui gets a bit of the ball.
He's butchered it lately.
He has, yeah. And I mean, what are they saying? He was managed last week as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is that dropped? Both were dropped, let's be honest. You're not managing blokes who have missed half a season. And I just reckon both got dropped. But the Cats are, for whatever reason, they want to go with managed and... That's the way they want to go. But, yeah, look, the problems we talk about with the Cats are good problems to have in that they have them. They have the selection conundrums. You're not thinking, oh, God, we've got 24 to pick from. I mean, I think this week Collingwood might only have 29 players to pick from.
For the whole list.
For the entire list.
Well, and Geelong potentially will only have one player on the injury list.
That'll be Cunico, will it?
Maybe only Parfitt. Cunico was getting close as well to a return.
So Cockatoo back this week?
Every chance.
For half a game?
Possibly. It'll be at Port Melbourne on Sunday. There will be a massive crowd at Port Melbourne on Sunday. Mackay Cockatoo's wheeled out, especially because the Cats are playing interstate. Those who want their feel of a bit of hoops action, they'll roll into Port Melbourne and do North Port Oval.
They will. I mean, that'd be fantastic. Cockatoo gets back. Even if he doesn't get back to senior footy, it'd be great to see him play 3 or 4 games at VFL level.
And the Scooby-Doos are a chance of playing finals too. So wouldn't it be good if he could get back, play 3 or 4, I think they've got 4 left, the twos, play a couple of finals. If he gets half a dozen games, gets a bit of match fitness back, and then, what they'll do with him, he'll be one of those players that won't have a massive break.
He'd only get a game if there was an injury.
at
if Geelong, if he's playing six games in the VFL, including two finals, yeah, that means Geelong have gone deep into the finals,
yeah,
which means they've won, which means you're not going to be changing the team.
No, the AFL team.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about him coming in.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm talking about him being ready for a good preseason.
Oh, yeah. That,
about having some match fitness.
And just get some confidence.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not talking about him playing. No, he's I'd be shocked if he played. His best case scenario would be he does play six games and Geelong got a glut of injuries out of a qualifying final and they go, well, do you know what? He's our next best option.
Which is not the thing, and I don't mean this is not disparaging towards Nakai Cockatoo because I really think he's really like him. I think he'd be if his body could held together, he'd be a star. But if he's playing, something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
For the Cats.
In terms of, yeah, either injuries.
There's injuries or they're, someone's... Three players are horribly out of form, which means they're losing or whatever's happened. Yeah. But if he's being entertained as an option this year, something's gone wrong.
And I don't think he is.
No. I mean, but you're right. It'd be great for him to get some continuity in his footy, play a bit of good footy, get a bit of the ball, yeah, and then hit the ground running for November.
Because what you can do in the VFL, you can just take it all black, just go and find it.
He'll kill someone in the VFL.
Just go and find it.
Well, you just got to manage him, and yeah. Oh, but it's a good story, and it's another. Hopefully, little things like that just lift the group. Yeah. You know, to see Cockatoo fight back, and after a year of basic, what, 3 years of being injured, pretty much.
He's basically been injured. Well, what's he played 33 games since being drafted at the start of end of 2014,
and he played a lot of those early.
He did, yeah.
So another great fillip for the group, even though he's not part of that, probably not part of that senior mix, but no doubt that would lift their spirits.
Geelong are every chance to have 42 or 43,
which is
available.
We had Colin Carter on yesterday, and is it just me? Does he like to downplay everything?
He's a very conservative person.
He wouldn't admit the Cats are on top and that the premiership's real. It's like he wouldn't say it. Mm. I mean, Geelong are now a game clear, effectively two games clear on top of the ladder.
Yep.
The premiership has to be, if Geelong don't make
a grand final
from here,
yep,
I'd say to be disappointed. Given that they have got 40-odd players available to choose from,
yep,
I'd say to be disappointing.
Yep.
But for whatever reason, why does he keep downplaying it?
Because that's his nature. He always has.
It just
has.
Gets frustrating, doesn't it?
Oh.
But he's so precise in that he doesn't want to criticise anybody other than if you're Dana Water flag from a game that was played in 1834.
But Geelong have always had conservative leaders. You never really heard from Frank.
But it's not 21st century stuff. It's not modern day footy that. The speak off the field, there's got to be an expectation. Yeah, we're right in it. He admitted they exceeded expectations in getting to this point. Yep. Now they're at that point. You've got to start pushing those expectations. Yeah. And that means you don't throw people under the bus, but you've got to say, look, yeah, look, we've given ourselves a really good chance.
Yep.
If everything goes right from here, I think our best footy can be right there at the, you know, in the last day of September. If something happens and we don't win, that's fine. But it's like it was sort of like saying, if we don't meet the grand final, that'll still be a successful year. Mm. I think Geelong fans are a bit sick of that, aren't they? That's what he said last year.
Well, do they have to say that because they re-signed Chris Scott to this extended contract?
Well, maybe. Maybe. I just think it's there for the Cats now. This is a good chance for them.
Oh, the window closes at the end of next year.
Yeah.
The window closes. Once the next 2 years are done, they're done.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Because, on face value, you'd have to say some of those stars will be either gone or past their prime.
So Taylor's gone. He's probably at the end of this year. He's playing every game as if it's his last, I reckon.
He's been pretty good,
mind
you.
He's been outstanding. And you may ask him to go again and say, look, go again, but you're only going to play 16 games and we'll ease you through. So he goes. You've got Selwood and Hawkins who... In 2021, and that's the year I say that they drop off, who are 33 that year. By that stage, Selwood's just about broken the club record.
Dangerfield's 30-something.
Dangerfield will be 31.
Tui's gone. Henderson's gone.
Smith will be gone if he's not gone at the end of this year, although... What did you say?
And then you've got Menegola must be 28.
He was drafted at 24 by the Cats, so he's been there, I think this is 4.
So he'd have to be nearly 30 by then.
And so
Scott Selwood's gone.
Yep.
A lot of those core are gone.
Does Scott Selwood get another contract next year?
Oh, I think much would depend on what happens between now and the end of the year.
What did you give Zach Smith out of 10
yesterday? Yeah, I thought he was... Look, Depends. What are we benchmarking? If we're benchmarking him on Brody Grundy and Max Gawn, then he was Geelong were plus 18, I think, in clearances. Yep.
And they were
plus, and against, mind you, he was against Aidan McLean. Who,
and they were plus 11. He was plus, Geelong were plus 11 in clearances when he played against the
Sydney. Yeah, I'd like to see that 11. Sort of. I'd like to see that this week against Sandilands. That will be an interesting.
That's his game. That's going to be his challenge. The next fortnight,
he gets a game this week though.
Oh, of course he does.
Reece Stanley's not. Yeah, I mean, Reece Stanley was up with the team yet yesterday.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a bit strange.
He'll go to Perth.
Yeah, so he's gone over to Perth. So Smith will play again this week, you would have thought.
Yeah.
He did enough. He doesn't mark the ball. Okay, we got to. You know what he can't do? We've got to focus on what he can do. And in the ruck, he potentially gives them something at stoppages with his ruck work.
Yep.
And I think you've probably got to take that. He's not going to get a lot of the ball around the ground. He's just got to throw his body in and be a competitive. He doesn't necessarily need to get a possession, but create a path for somebody, bump someone out of the way, be a physical presence. It's not really his go, but that's what he's got to do because he's not going to have 18 possessions and take 10 marks. He just doesn't mark the ball for whatever reason. He seems to have flat hands. He flat hands the ball when he marks it. He doesn't actually clasp the ball for whatever reason. It's bizarre.
Because Australian rules isn't his first sport. Take them Australian rules until his late teens. Those little skills you learn when you kick the footy around in the schoolyard and stuff like that, he never picked up. He was a soccer player.
He flat hands it. Yeah. He flat hands it like a keeper who's trying to sort of stop the ball.
Parry it.
Chris Parry it.
or Craig Parry it.
Yeah, Chris. There's another guy I know, Chris. Chris Parry's a horse trainer.
Is he?
Trained some good nags too.
The next fortnight will tell a story because he's got Sandilands and Goldstein. Yeah. And then Steph Martin. But I think they're going to give him, they give Smith three. And if they go, gee, nah, that's not ideal, they then bring Stanley back for round 22 against Martin, knowing that he's got Martin and probably Cruiser or Phillips.
They have their fingers crossed that Zach Smith makes a go of it.
Yep.
Because if they're going back to Stanley, who's going to have lost all confidence now that he's been replaced, it's a slippery slope. It's really up to Zach Smith, I think, now to absolutely play every or hit every contest like it's his last. He's got to do that to stay in the team, and he's got to do that to give them the confidence to keep him in the team. If in 2 weeks we're saying, geez, do they got to go back to Reece Stanley? And the Cats are in awful trouble.
When does Asava Radaglia become Geelong's first ruck? Because the indication... No, not this year. But when will he eventually?
I think his worth and his match-winning capacity is much better up forward than in the ruck.
Okay. So Kruger comes along and develops.
Kruger and Radaglia, I hope, are your forwards in 5 years' time.
Okay. So do they have to go and find another forward, get Kruger with somebody else and Radaglia? Because the way Radaglia spoke to us yesterday, I think he wants to play in the ruck.
And
that's where he sees himself.
Yeah, I don't know that'd be the right thing. I don't know that's the right position for him.
I like him as a ruckman.
I don't mind him as a ruckman.
Because do you know what he gives Geelong that they haven't had since Otto? They haven't had the mark for the bailout kick.
Does it shorten his career to play on the ruck at 197? He's already injury prone.
Maybe.
He's had a lot of injuries. I just think he's got the athleticism that to play as a key forward, and he can jump and do things athletically that most players can't do, and that worth is far better up forward than in the ruck. And I'd hope that down the track he's the sort of bloke who can be a 10 mark key forward.
Oh, and if he is, he'll kick 80 in a year.
Well, I don't know, kick 80. He's kicking... But
depends on how close to goal he plays.
He can be a match winner up forward, and I don't mean that each week, but he can be... in a different fashion what Tom Hawkins is to Geelong now. But if you play him in the ruck, he won't be. And that's why I reckon if Geelong have to draft a ruckman in the next year or two and develop a top-end ruckman.
Yep.
Or get one from another club who's under 22, who's still very much on the upward curve,
yep.
And fashion him. Forget getting Mitch Clark and Hamish McIntosh and bloody Zach Smith and Reece Stanley. And they've all failed. And it's time to
You're making that call on Stanley knowing he's still got another year to run on a deal.
Yeah, I know. And
anything could happen between
I still show him. I just don't understand how Geelong could have possibly bit on a 2-year deal for a bloke who played six games. It just makes absolute... When no other club was touching Reece Stanley.
No. Would you like to answer some questions, Benny?
Oh, look, I do that fair bit of that at home, Kingy.
Cat Attack Podcast. We fired him off at the KFC Twitter at Carrick Football. We're here for Kerr's Hyde too, the good people of...
We are.
You like your Vaca Noyson?
Oh, he's what a key forward he was.
Who did he play for? Herder Berlin.
I think he might have played for Port Arlington back in the day.
Max Blake, this is tongue in cheek. Should there be a full club review on the relationship between Chris Scott and James Parsons?
Look, I know he's the whipping boy, and he's Cat fans love to get into James Parsons. His second half was pretty good against Sydney.
Yep.
His first half, he was out of the team.
That goal was a nice reward for the work he'd done.
Yeah, he actually played, credit where credit's due, he played a good second half, because I reckon at half time, he wasn't in the team to play Freo. And by the end of the game, he'd played his way back into the team. He certainly had an impact in the midfield. Just like to see him do it. I know that game was reasonably tight. I'd like to see him do it against a good team.
Mm.
He's very much a... Geelong was struggling a bit in the first half, and he's representative too. Of that. Yeah. I'd like to see him play well against the flow of the game or against a good opposition. So he'll certainly play this week on what potentially is a dry deck in Sydney. He's a good aerobically. But credit where credit's due. He did certainly lift it, as did Ablett.
Mm.
Ablett was, that was the quietest half of footy Gary Ablett has played.
And they threw him into the midfield.
For a long, long time. I think he had one effective disposal in the first half.
What do you have, three for the half?
I'm pretty sure it was three at half time.
Yeah. Adrian Mancini, watching the Cats of late starting slowly seems to be a trend. How do they change this? This has been our issue in finals especially. I can't answer that. I don't know the answer to Geelong starting quicker.
Yeah, there's no magic potion. You drink the old start quicker juice. I've had a little bit of that.
That's on the WADA ban list, isn't it?
It would be, yeah. There'd be clenbuterol in it.
Or whatever that Australian swimmer.
Shona Jack.
Oh, gee. She's got more problems then.
It wasn't ideal.
No, after Mac Horton's stand last week.
We'll find ways to... It's funny though, if it's an Australian, we've got a sort of half stick behind them and say, I was in the meat or something. Yeah. If it was a Chinese swimmer, they'd go, oh, they're no good.
Apparently it was a contaminated supplement.
Oh, that old chestnut. I've had a couple of them.
Chris Hickey.
It's like fell through someone's roof one night on a contaminated supplement.
My question is, Geelong had 47 hit-outs. How many of those taps went to the Geelong players? Are the midfielders not roving to Smith, or is Smith just tapping the ball basically to the opposition?
Yeah,
there was a bit of that yesterday. You just got that feeling. Smith was controlling the palm, but missing either missing targets or...
He was controlling the palm, and it's always good when you have got control of your palm, but he... Like there's opposition players as well. I mean, it's very difficult to ruck. You've got another bloke coming at you. You're trying to fashion the ball in a direction where it's never going to go. Very rarely is it going to go exactly where you want it to go, because you've got all these other forces pulling you at the contest. So, look, the fact they won the clearances decisively was a good sign. What was a little bit concerning, Kingy, was early on they were winning the clearances and they were still getting beaten. Finally, they came good and some players started to find a bit of the ball. But early dominance of clearances, I think it was 13-4 at one stage, the clearances in favour of the Cats, and yet they were behind by two goals. So doesn't always add up to being on top.
Yep. From Big Footy, some questions. This one actually came after last week's show, but it's still relevant. It's from Larry Donoghue.
He's not seriously from Big Laz.
No, somebody calls themselves Larry.
Have one with the man who kicked a ton.
Used
to say on the Winchelsea Hotel.
The top pub.
Yeah.
One at the top of the hill.
Laz left there in a puff of smoke, I think.
Larry hasn't been of best of health lately. Had that on-field accident while he was umpiring cricket where he got run into. So I hope Larry would be an avid listener.
He was doing a little bit of stuff here on the bar at the Diggers there for a while.
You're a good man,
Big Larry.
Had
an enormous proboscis.
Could Cockatoo bring the pace and hardness back to Geelong at finals time? Could he become our new Otten's non-apparent home and away and fly around finals time? Cocky, Rowan, Ablett and Dullhouse up 40 is a tasty proposition.
No, he is, but Rowan has hardly had a kick for 7 weeks. Cockatoo hasn't played since Jesus crumbed that ball off the hands of Moses and kicked the goal part of the Red Sea style. The thing about it is, with a lot of stuff in footy we talk about, things that look good on paper don't always work out, like, in reality.
I've never
like
seen a paper team win a game of football.
Well, we were seeing how last year Geelong had got Ablett, Dangerfield and Selwood, they were going to be unbeatable. In the end, the only thing that got them into the finals was the draw that they played. They finished off with Motawarri and Port Arlington and were able to fall into the finals.
You're a bit harsh on Motawarri. They won the flag last year.
Oh, well, you know what I mean, though. But they... so it's what's good on paper at AFL level. I think what craps me off sometimes.
What grinds your gears, Ben?
Yeah, what is that? We tend to look at, I think fans tend to look at things like country leagues. You know, you've got a good team on paper in a country league that's got quite a lot of talent. 9 times out of 10, or probably 99 times out of 100, that team is going to beat the other team that just doesn't simply have the talent.
Yep.
So we adopt the same principle in AFL. Yeah, they've got Ablett, Dangerfield, Selwood. Surely they're going to beat the other team because it's just Ablett, Dangerfield. It doesn't work like that at AFL footy.
No.
It just does not work like that. The opposition are too well drilled. You've got some really, really good players on every team. I mean, Gold Coast were 5 goals to the good of Essendon yesterday.
Yep. Should have won.
And they've got some really, really good players. If Alex Sexton was playing for Collingwood,
he'd be a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be all over him.
Yeah.
He'd have a massive media profile.
Exactly right. But because we just look at Gold Coast, you're down the bottom, lady, they've still got some good players. The AFL just does not work on talent alone. And that has been Geelong's downfall, or one of them, I reckon, over the last 6 or 7 years when it comes to finals, is that they have relied on the talent and they haven't had anything underpinning it. This year is why I think it's a bit different. Geelong seem to be playing a better defensive brand of footy.
A team brand of footy.
Yeah, they're defending. They haven't still yet to concede 100 points. So they are defending better. That's what gives me hope that this group is different to the ones that have gone in and just tried to blow people away on talent. And they've been fanned out because the opposition has talent, but the opposition also has a structure that they play to, and Geelong haven't.
The governor, three quick questions. We'll answer two of them. Zach Smith, should the Cats persist with the... as the number one ruckman for the remainder of the year and try to play Reece Stanley down back. Well, I won't be playing Reece Stanley down back. He's not a defender. He's either a forward.
Reece Stanley's in the ruck or he's not playing. Yep. Simple as that.
I would persist with Smith. I think they're in the Smith camp now.
Yeah, and they've got to wind him up like a top.
Yep.
They've got to wind him up and say, mate, you need to hit every contest.
Yep.
Like you are protecting a 6-week-old Labrador. You just need to be... You've got to show us something each time you go near the ball. And it's not going to be possessions for Zach Smith.
Will the coaching staff give Ablett a rest this week after the masterstroke of placing him in the middle after halftime? I would be shocked if Ablett played this week. This will be his last rest before he gets the rest between the finals. So rest here, play three.
Why
finals.
Would he go to Perth if he was resting?
Yeah, go for the sunshine.
Yeah, would he? I don't know. It's interesting that he's gone over and he flew from Sydney to Perth and not home, as some of the players did.
Yeah, there weren't many that went home.
Gaz do whatever he likes.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting that he flew straight to Perth.
Do we know he went to Perth? He could be anywhere.
Well, he could have too, actually. He may
We actually didn't see him get on a plane to Perth.
No, we didn't. We saw him at the airport. No, he may have. Well, you're right, King. Do you think he may have just like sort of Fantasy Island style? He might be with a tattoo right now. The plane, boys, the plane.
The third question from the governor. Will K-Rock give Heath Buck the privilege of going into the Carlton rooms after a Carlton victory and do a 2012 encore?
Bucky got so excited last week. He basically watched the last quarter of his pants off. He was very, very
disturbing.
He was very, very excited. And do you know what he's done, Bucky? This is an exclusive for K-Rock listeners or podcast listeners. Do you know what he's done? He's gone and purchased himself for the first time in about 25 years. He's gone and got himself a pair of jeans. And you should see the arrangements he's got.
Really?
Oh, wow. They're sort of like a flared thing at the bottom. He's Murray Rance are quite extraordinary. So the last 2 weeks, he's rocked jeans into the box because he usually runs with the trackies.
Bots Master, can something be done to fix Grian Meyer's set shot kicking?
No. Not overnight. It's diabolical.
Got to whisper that they worked very hard over it.
Well, it didn't work yesterday.
Summer. It didn't work the week before either.
He's got that arc.
Yeah. They apparently had taken that out of his game and he's fallen back into it. Talking with somebody who was in the know last week.
Yeah, well, he needs to get out of it because it's diabolical. Play goal kicking is fantastic.
They had him running in a straight line for a set shot.
Well, they've got to work on that because he can't continue to do what he did yesterday. He does what if you equating it to a golf shot, he has a massive slice. Mm. He kicks across the ball instead of kicking through the ball. He wants to run on the angle and then kick across the ball.
And which then?
Which just basically pops the ball. That's why there's absolutely no penetration on his kicking. I don't know that you're going to be able to change that.
Mm. Keyboard Warrior, who joined us last week for the first time and said...
Oh, he was all over it.
Coming down from Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, did he?
He came down. Will you take me to every game now that I reverse the curse?
We will. He didn't get married or engaged there, did he?
No, I don't think so. So, Keyboard Warrior, thank you for that. No, we can't take you to every game.
I'm sure he had a good day.
But, yeah. Oh, it's a great ground there, CG.
Especially when the sun shines like that. Yeah. A couple of refreshments.
Yeah, we still... And I said it on air yesterday. Why are we bouncing at 3:20 on a beautiful winter's afternoon?
Yeah, channels. It's called Channel 7. 7,
yeah. Daz Broncos.
Daz is be getting excited.
To wind us up. Gents, can't appreciate enough the work of Tom Hawkins on the weekend. In his 250th thought, he embodied the essence of what we are about, getting it down in the face of adversity. He gets mauled every week and just keeps going. A credit to himself for keeping it together most of the time. He was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, he's great.
Five-two.
And he kicked a couple of rippers. He probably could have kicked 6 or 7. Yeah, he was great. He's a key player for the Cats and... He's in really good form, and that was playing that position, you're going to have some ups and downs in a season. Every player does. But he's Geelong's Tom Lynch, and you've got to hope that Tom Hawkins gets it right. Tom Hawkins gets it right when it counts, Geelong will be hard to beat.
I've been an advocate of Atkins and Myers all season, but when are they going to get a spell? I only see them getting a week off, but I reckon they'll benefit from it. So Atkins has played all bar one. Myers has played every game.
Yeah, but he runs like a frightened farmer.
Yeah,
Myers.
You were a bit concerned that some of these younger guys at the season would catch up with him, but Myers and Clark and that don't seem to be showing.
Clark is still playing good footy. Myers playing the position he does. He's another one. I mentioned Tom Hawkins. You're going to have a few ups and downs in the season. Myers is the same playing his role.
He plays starvation corner.
Yeah, he's not going to... And his second half was far better than his first half.
Yep.
He hardly sighted in the first half, but he did some good things in the second. So, Myers is a different kettle of fish because his aerobic capacity is through the roof. So, his idea of getting tired is that he can run from here to Egypt instead of just from here to Little River. So... I think you've got to use him by when you're looking at his in terms of wanting a rest or being tired. His numbers would be massive. He's not a physical player. So he doesn't sort of take the beating. He's very much an outside sort of player. And he's still a little bit timid within the contest. I don't know, I mean that in a bad way, but he's just a little bit thinking I'm not that big, which he's not. And so he doesn't take a beating physically.
Yep.
And he has got the huge tank, which offsets any sort of tired in terms of your GPS numbers dropping or not being able to get to enough contests. That's not going to happen with him.
Does Stanley miss at Optus to protect his dodgy calves on the hard surface and Smith gets to show his wear against a real ruck department, or are we just totally stuffed in the ruck and going to wing it from here, making changes every week and hope we can make it work? Stanley doesn't come back this week.
Oh, I don't think he does either, but that's a good point that, you know, they are winging it. They're winging it now, the Cats. They're just praying. They are just hoping that Zach Smith comes good. If they're making a decision on Stanley to come back in 2 weeks' time, I think Geelong are in real trouble with the ruck.
P.S. Benny, the Bengals are dropping like flies.
Oh, well.
So you follow, for those who don't know, you're an avid follower of the Cincinnati Bengals
in the
NFL.
Massive. Have been since 1989.
You're in your Bengals, which was it? Was that
I'm in my Bengals top.
Was that the year they made a Super Bowl?
Ah, yes.
And they got beaten?
And Joe Montana threw a pass to...
How about those 49ers? Wasn't it Jerry Rice, was it?
No, it wasn't to Jerry Rice. It was to... Might have been Taylor. Anyway, there was about 40 seconds left and the Bengals got beaten. Don Lane used to...
Monday Night Football.
He used to have a highlight game and they'd play a game or most of the game. And so I was a teenager then, and I used to watch, and the Bengals were on.
Were you a teenager once?
Yes, I was.
Hard to believe.
I did some stupid things when I was a young kid.
I've no doubt.
I've done some extraordinary things.
I was going to say, what about when you're older too?
Do you know what I used to do was? When I was in year 10, I had a guy sitting next to me. His name was Paul Garner, right? He still lives in Geelong. I think he might be a school teacher. He had a little part-time job at a news agent. So
no, I think I know where this is going.
Sorry, and what they used to do is rip the covers off the magazines and send them back if they didn't sell them.
Yes.
So there was always a little bit of leftover sort of material. And somehow that leftover material used to end up in Mice and Joseph's school bag.
Adult material?
Yes. And anyway, so I'd build up quite a stockpile of this.
You and Hugh are on first name basis?
No, though I only got just for the articles. So one day, I'd build up
a stash.
Yeah, I played a lot of tennis when I was a kid. I played tennis a lot, like 5 days a week for 8 or 9 years. Oh. And I had a thermo bag. So
did you ever cramp like
Rafa Nadal? No, I never cramped like Rafa. And what helped Rafa get back was quite extraordinary from that cramp. But that never happened to me. So I had this thermo bag. Of my tennis rackets in it. So I had 3 tennis rackets, and they all had the John McEnroe.
Were you a professional?
No, I had the Dunlop 2. The Dunlop rackets. Yeah, I had the Dunlop Series 2000.
Were you wearing the Stefan Edberg sort of?
Animals? No, I used to wear Lotto. Lotto pants, and
not Puma.
No, I never had any Puma. So I had this Lotto thermo bag with the 3 rackets in it. So it used to be under my bed. I used to put it under the bed. So I didn't have anywhere to have my little moustache. Was starting to get pretty. I couldn't hide it.
It was more a library.
No, so I took my rackets out and I put all my material in the thermo bag. So one day I was out kicking the footy out the front and I came in and all my material was strewn over the dining room table with Mum and Dad standing over it. And you know, I can still remember this day. My father saying he was they're good Roman Catholics. My father saying to me, he goes, what's this material? Is this get you off, does it? And I just remember looking at him thinking to myself, I'm not sure if I need to answer that. Well, anyway, do you know what? This is absolute gold. I don't know. So the material, Mum said that your father's going to take the material and destroy it. I don't reckon he did. I reckon it went from my room under his bed. Anyway, they were the days. So that was one of my. I was a teenager. What would you say? What were we in 80? Yeah, the Bengals.
Yep.
So the Bengals were massive. I love the Bengals. They had Icky Woods and they had Boomer Esiason and they had Chris Collinsworth, yep, who's one of the preeminent broadcasters in NFL football, was a Cincinnati Bengal. Yep. So is Boomer Esiason, obviously was a quarterback. So I followed the Bengals and they have been crap since 1990. They haven't won a playoff game since 1990, but I follow them religiously. I've been to Paul Brown Stadium a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And they start their training camp on Saturday, all excited, new coach, young coach, and their best player is gets injured in the first 45 minutes of the first day of training camp.
Yeah. Not good. Big weekend of Carrick footy.
Yeah, massive. Collingwood. Collingwood Gold Coast on Sunday,
North Melbourne Hawthorn Friday night.
That'll be a big game.
That's an elimination final.
Well, neither of them are going to make it, though, are they?
The Hawks are still, they're still sniffing around.
It's unlikely, though.
No.
And then we've got, obviously, the big one on Saturday night. So the Cats.
Well, 3 o'clock. We're on air.
The wheels have come off the Dockers, though, haven't they?
Yeah, the Cats just go over and get the 4 points any which way.
Yep. Find a way to win. Yep. No injuries. Get some more touch into guys like Selwood. Mm. Whether they pull the trigger on Menegola, it'd be nice to see Zach Smith play well. It'd be nice to see the players who have on the fringes play well. That's because you know when the real stuff, and I don't mean that loosely, but when the chips are down and the finals are on, you probably expect Dangerfield to play well, Joel Selwood to play well, some of the other experience in their blitz halves, Hawkins. Yeah. You're confident they can produce.
Yep.
You're a little bit nervous about what some of those fringe players can produce. So it'd be nice for them now to start putting a little bit of form together and starting to ride an upward curve, having come out of a little bit of a downward sort of spiral over the last sort of 5 weeks. So it's a, while not an intimidating opponent, it's not easy to win in Perth, and it's an important game for the Cats just to keep consolidating their push towards finals.
And I'm heading over tomorrow just to check out.
Oh, yeah? What time are you flying over, Kingy?
Sometime tomorrow afternoon.
So you're just on the big tin missile over there. What are you?
I'll be off to Geelong training on Wednesday to have a bit of a look. They're training down at South Fremantle.
Yep.
I'm going to watch the Dockers train. But I hope you have a good week, Benny.
Good work.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au.
Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Cat Attack podcast on iTunes.